This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Now, let me just say, though, because I think it's important to realize, I am not a fan of people winning anything, Dawn.
Winning?
No, because all the people that don't win lose, Dawn, and that hurts their feelings.
They're losers.
That breaks their hearts. Precious little snowflakes. I believe, Dawn, everyone should win, even when they lose and they have no talent and nothing to offer. They should still win.
Win something.
Win something, Dawn, because society will always make sure you win. Real life is just like school. Everybody gets a trophy and a star, a gold star. Ohio now. An Ohio school ends their valedictorian and salutatorian. Do you know why?
Why?
To improve students' mental health. Because not everybody can be valedictorian, Dawn.
Oh my
so God. Knowing that precious snowflakes might be sad, but they're not valedictorian, they've just decided to scrap the entire thing.
Huge
Nobody
mistake.
Will be number one.
Huge mistake.
No valedictorian and no salutatorian. Salutatorian? How the hell do you say that anyway? Salutatorian?
Salutatorian.
That's clearly something I was not. Just gave that away. Mason High School in Mason, Ohio, in an effort to reduce competitiveness and improve overall mental health in the student body, the school district announced the local high school will no longer recognize a class valedictorian or that other thing.
Yep.
In an effort to reduce competitiveness. You imagine that?
No, I can't imagine. Is my 12-year-old, that's his goal, for to graduate eighth grade at the top of his class.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely, and
it's a friendly competition because a bunch of the boys are competing with the girls, and it's like a girl's probably going to win, you know. But it's cute, and it brings them together, and it makes them all try to achieve excellence.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good thing for people to have competition.
Yeah.
I believe it. My son the other day came in first place in his race at school.
Aww.
And I was so proud of him.
Yay, Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A kid was like, he was like a bullet. He was like shot out of a cannon.
Exactly.
My son has
like
got
you.
Talent. Yeah, just like me, right? Just looking at him, my back started to hurt. I was like, how does he get that? But he's, he won, right? And I was so proud of him. He got a
Aww.
Ribbon. And I gave him the Avengers Lego Tower to build
yes.
with him so we could do something special
Aww.
That he could have to remember his first place win. Because I want to encourage him that winning is good. And that doesn't mean that he's going to be crushed, his soul will be crushed if he doesn't come in first place. But I believe in rewarding people for when they win something. And also, you know, teaching them that you can lose with dignity and you can lose and learn a lesson. But the idea that you're going to take away winning and losing is stupid. Stupid.
Yeah.
And it's bad for society. And you know what? That's really bad for kids' mental health. You want to know why? Because the biggest lesson you can learn in life is from losing. And then you learn
Amen.
Lessons from that.
Amen.
That's right.
And then
Preach
you become
on.
Better. What a weak society we're becoming.
Well,
See, I blame Hydra for this.
We won. We won the morning drive slot, right?
We did.
Because we overachieved on this radio station for years.
Some little snarky jerk on Twitter the other day goes, nobody listens to 1210 except for Rush. Well, guess what, genius? We beat Rush's numbers.
Yes.
Consistently.
Yes.
For like 2 years.
Yes.
The 5 o'clock hour of the Zioli show was the highest rated hour on the station. Every day. Without fail.
Yes.
For over a year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe longer. Every day, Dawn. That's number one, baby. That's why we're here.
So we're winners trying not to be losers.
And we won't be losers.
No. We will never, ever lose.
We will not lose.
No.
And my goal is to destroy every other radio show in the city.
I know.
That's my goal.
I've seen
not
you.
Destroy.
Like, no.
No. Let me say it again, Dawn. Destroy.
Dawn, there are no prisoners.
I want no other signal left in the city when I'm done. I'm going to be like that dragon.
Yeah, you're like Khaleesi on the dragon.
Just... Yeah, I'm burning everything. I see a stick, I'm burning it. That's a figure of speech, not an actual threat.
There's this mindset now where we're all in the same space, we can get along.
No.
And like Zioli is like, nope.
No, I want one station on the dial,
yes.
the one I'm on.
Yeah.
That's
Hoorah.
It.
And if you're not listening to us, why not?
Exactly. That's my point. So I have, you know, we've got targets. And
yes.
It's like, you know, what's your name? The little...
Khaleesi?
No, the one, Sansa? Arya.
Arya.
She had her kill list?
Yeah, she's got the list.
I got that too. I got the list. I got the list. The station list.
Say light candles, say the prayers, say the names.
There's no, and by the way, there's no geographical exclusions. I had a text yesterday from a dear friend over in Jersey. Just stay out of Jersey. No. Anywhere the signal reaches. Anywhere.
Oh, boy.
We'll crush. and destroy.
Is that the dear friend that I know as well?
Yeah, the one who used to be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So...
Oh, man.
And I said the same thing when I got the afternoon shift. And I said, you know, and they made snarky comments then. And yep. I said, we're going to crush it here,
yep.
too.
Yep.
And we take no prisoners.
No
and
prisoners.
That's how it works.
Yep.
You know, and we're not federally funded like NPR.
No.
So we can't, we don't have the luxury of putting you to sleep on the drive home like they do.
We have to run commercials because they pay our salaries.
Right. And you should support our advertisers.
Yeah, all of them.
And have a little patience through it because it's going to give you an hour of nonstop talk. And it's also going to provide the means by which we destroy the competition. Yeah, I love this whole notion. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's my motivational talk for the morning, Dawn.
Woo,
there is no second place. There's no salutatorian, satellite, whatever it is. None of that nonsense. These kids are going to learn. All right? That's how it's going to be. It's number one or nothing. Or I'm going to satellite radio where they don't count ratings.
You are not. That's the easy way out.
I don't need clowns to the left of me, Dawn, and I don't need jokers to the right of me, Dawn.
It's the easy way out. Come on.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.